Welcome to episode 4.
Today we're going to be talking about Oscar moving off to secondary school. We'll be talking about my big move from Sparrowhawks up to Buzzers class. I'll be asking everyone here what their plans are for the summer holidays. We'll have a discussion about the World Cup and about the picnic that is happening next week.
Today we have a special guest, Izzy.
Yes, welcome Izzy.
Hello.
So first up on today's show, we're going to be talking to Oscar and asking him about his move to secondary school. Oscar, first up, can you tell us what secondary school you're going to be going to?
Heathfield Community College.
My second question was going to be, where is that? But we know that is just around the corner.
Up the road.
Yeah, nice and local.
Are you excited about anything in secondary school?
One of the only things I'm excited about is my iPad.
Your iPad?
Yes.
So are you being given an iPad at your secondary school?
Yes.
Wow, thank you for those in-depth and riveting questions, Oscar. Thank you.
I'm sure.
Okay, so next up, we are going to be talking about the World Cup, and World Cup fever has gripped the school. Have any of you been watching the game so far?
No. Yes.
Lily Grace, what was your favourite game to have watched?
Probably the one that I can't remember if it was last Saturday or something.
The England game where we beat Sweden 2-0.
That was a good one. Eddie said Sweden would win. I was playing on the Xbox and then I walked through to the kitchen and I said to Eddie, what was the prize if England won? And he said, what prize? So then I screamed at him.
Why?
Because he said that Eddie would give him a prize if England won.
Yeah, he'll give me money.
Well, sadly for Eddie, Sweden didn't win and England did. And we are into the semi-finals. So we have the semi-finals tonight. England against Croatia. Guys, what are your predictions for the score for tonight? Ruben?
1-2 to England.
To England, a 2-1 win. Oscar?
England will not win.
We're not going to win. Oh dear, I'm not friends with Oscar at the moment. Lily Grace, what do you think is going to happen?
10-2 England, 1-2 whatever it is.
So a 10-1 win for England.
Yeah,
wow, I wish I had your optimism, Lily Grace. Tilly?
I think it is going to be 3-2-1.
3-2-1. So three teams are going to be playing tonight then, Tilly?
No. I think that England is going to get 3 points.
So you think England are going to win?
Yeah.
Excellent. Izzy?
I think that England are going to win 2-0 again.
Another 2-0 win. So you've heard it from us sports fans. We have gone for a resounding England win, just with a shade of negativity from Oscar.
It's not coming home!
No, okay. It's not!
So we have descended into a bit of chaos, but you can hear it from us. We have big faith that England will be winning the World Cup and they will be bringing it home. So, Tilly, what do we have coming up next on the show?
We have summer holidays and what we're going to do in the summer holidays.
Yes, I thought it'd be nice to spend some time talking about the places we are planning to go to. Ruben, you sounded quite excited when you spoke to me earlier about how you'll be spending your summer holiday.
I'm going camping.
Oh, where are you going camping?
It's near London, I think.
City camping. Sounds fun. When are you going?
In August, but it's not actually near the city. It's closer to London than it is here.
Ah, okay, so good chance to get away. Who else is going away over the summer?
Me!
Oscar, where are you going?
Greece.
You're going to Greece, and I'm guessing if you're going to Greece, that must mean Tilly's going to Greece as well.
We're going to Corfu!
And I'm going camping at Prescott.
Oh, sounds good.
And Southwold.
Oh wow, you guys are going to have a busy holiday.
And my birthday.
You're going to be so tired out from the holiday.
So we're going to have one holiday, a night, another holiday, a night, another holiday,
no,
a
that's
night.
That's not how it works.
Sounds like you're going to need a holiday to recover from your
holidays.
So I'm going to have a tired Tilly in Buzzards next year. Izzy, where are you going?
I'm going to Greece as well.
You're going to Greece as well? It's like a whole school holiday trip to Greece.
And I'm going camping.
In Cornwall.
Oh, I love Cornwall. I went there at half term. Amazing place. I love it. Are you going to go to the Eden Project?
Near Cornwall. My mum wants to go to the Eden
Project. Oh, the Eden Project is one of my favourite places in the world. It's so good. Lily Grace, are you going anywhere in the summer holidays?
Yes, I'm going to Italy.
Oh, right. Now, Lily Grace, can you tell us, why would you be going to Italy?
Because half of my family is Italian. Ah. And we like to go and visit the family there.
Do you go often then?
Yeah. Every year.
That sounds quite cool. My wife's from Switzerland, so we go to Switzerland quite often for exactly the same reason, to go and see family.
I'm going to Wales.
You're going to Wales as well?
Yeah.
Is everyone going on multiple holidays?
Yeah.
Sounds fun. What are you going to do in Wales, Reuben?
Nothing really.
Nothing. You're going all the way to Wales to do nothing. Yeah. I suppose holidays are times for relaxing.
Mr. Toms, are you excited about going to Buzzard's class?
Yes, this is the big news that has come out last Friday. The news went that I am moving from Sparrowhawks to teach in the Year 5-6 class. I am excited. It's going to be a massive change. Older children, sats to get through, new children to work with. And yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Is Buzzard's as loud as Sparrowhawks used to be?
Well, I've only spent 1 hour with what will be Buzzard's class next year, and it was a reasonably noisy hour, but I'm sure I can stamp that out once the new year starts.
That sounds mean. Why?
I'm a big fan of a nice, quiet, calm classroom.
Do you drink as much dark Coke as Miss Mitchell?
I definitely not, because this will probably be quite controversial amongst children, but I hate Coke. I really don't like the taste of it. It just feels all thick and syrupy and, oh no, much, much bigger fan of some nice cold lemonade. So the last thing we have left to talk about is the picnic that will be happening next Wednesday. Reuben, what happens at picnic?
Have a picnic and you can do whatever you want on the field.
Ah, sounds cool. So the picnic is going to happen straight after the leavers service finishes next Wednesday.
We get to spend some nice time with the year sixes before they leave and go to their secondary school.
Yeah, it should be a lovely farewell afternoon for them. And there's a few members of staff there. It will be the last time we'll be seeing them at school. And there'll be lots of games organised. I think we've got some rounders planned and some maybe teacher versus pupil games as well. Well, we will see. So that brings us to the end of this episode and the final podcast of this term. Have we enjoyed doing it, guys?
Yeah.
Don't sound too excited. Have you enjoyed doing it?
Yeah!
Sorry, listeners, if you've just all been deafened by that. Any messages we want to say before we go?
Thank you for watching.
Watching, Tilly?
I mean, listening.
And hope you've enjoyed the last episode of this term's podcast.
Yep, we will be returning after the summer, bigger and better, and hopefully with some new members as well. So don't forget, Lily Grace, what do people need to do?
Subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe, so when we are back, you will be the first to hear about our new episodes. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye!